That was Art Pepper with You Being So Nice to Come Home To on 88.5 KPLU.
And that's Brad Bjorn, our School of Jazz guest DJ for the 8 o'clock hour. He's taking over this next hour, and he's got some jazz all-stars coming. Stick around for Charlie Parker, Wynton Marsalis, Cannonball Adderley, John Coltrane, Louis Armstrong, and much more. Brad is just graduated from Tahoma High School in Covington. He's an alto sax player. We're going to get into his choice of horn in a minute. But first, Brad was telling me a great story about that Art Pepper record, Art Pepper Meets the Rhythm Section.
Back around when this album was made, he was having some tough times, and he'd been really getting into the drugs and everything, and so his wife had heard that the Rhythm Section had been in town, and so she scheduled a recording session with them. He, you know, swore at her as he left the house, and, you know, it was a rough time getting there, but once he got there, he literally had to scrape his reed because he had not played in so long. But that song that we had just listened to was the first sound that came out of his saxophone, and that's really, I thought that was really cool to listen to.
Brad Bjorn is our School of Jazz guest DJ. Can you tell us a little bit about your musical upbringing? It sounds like you had quite a musical household.
Dad's always been playing different kinds of music around the house, whether it's, you know, Charlie Parker, Coltrane, any form of jazz, really. Mom's been a piano player. She's still pregnant with me. She's up against the piano playing music, and I'm right there listening. So that's pretty easy to say that I've had music in my ears for a very long time.
And your dad played saxophone, is that right?
That's correct. He played saxophone all through high school, and he played also at Central Washington, which is actually where I'll be attending to.
And so your dad's saxophone playing, was that what inspired you to pick up the sax?
It really was. He put a lot of work into it, and I loved listening to him play, and that's exactly what I wanted to do for the longest time.
We're going to move on next with a tune featuring a couple of saxophones, an alto and a tenor, Cannonball Adderley blowing his alto sax, John Coltrane on tenor sax, and leading the band, Miles Davis. You got Bill Evans in here on piano from the classic album Kinda Blue. Tell us why you picked this tune, Brad.
You got this smooth bass line to start out the song, and really it's tough to find a better trio of horn players to put together, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, and Cannonball. It's just I could listen to him over and over again.
Our School of Jazz guest DJ, Brad Bjorn, taking over the 8 o'clock hour of jazz tonight. Our School of Jazz on 88.5 KPLU.
This is Miles Davis with So What, 88.5 KPLU.
Oh. Evening Jazz on 88.5 KPLU.
That was Wynton Marsalis with the classic Autumn Leaves on Marsalis Standard Time Volume 1.
You're listening to Brad Bjorn, our School of Jazz guest DJ, running the show in the 8 o'clock hour tonight. Brad just graduated at a Tahoma High School in Covington, the jazz band there under the direction of Matthew Cole. Brad, that one is a killer. I love the time signature changes, the tempo changes on that one. That is amazing. And you seem like you knew all the speed tempo changes, too.
My dad showed me that one, and I thought that was the coolest thing he does at the beginning and the end. And, you know, there's many different versions of Autumn Leaves, but that's probably my favorite version just because of how he does that.
Of course, Miles Davis and the gang ahead of that with So What, and we got some Yardbird waiting in the wings. Brad Bjorn, I want to talk a little bit about jazz improvisation. Do you remember the first time you played your own solo, your own improvised solo?
I don't think I remember what the day was, what the song was. I just remember it wasn't good. But, you know, that's just how, honestly, that's how you get into it. That's how you get good at it. You just have to just throw what you have out there, and you learn as you go. That's one of my favorite things about improvisation, is that you can learn while you're playing. Miles Davis himself was his famous term, less is more. When it comes to improvisation, I've taken that and I've used it in any solo that I do. I mean, yeah, sometimes you could be like Charlie Parker or John Coltrane and throw in as many notes as you can into one measure, but sometimes you just need to lay back and just relax and let your fingers flow, you know?
I know. We've got Brad Bjorn, our School of Jazz guest DJ in the house, coming right up. An all-star group playing Misty. Stick around. Stan Getz with trombonist Rob Brookmeyer, Gary Burton vibes, Herbie Hancock at the keyboards, and up next, Yardbird.
This is Charlie Parker with Confirmation, 88.5 KPLU. We'll be right back.
5 KPLU.
Miles, where are you going to work now?
Right here.
Okay, because if you move back, we don't get you. You were right when you played before.
When I played, I'm going to raise my horn a little bit.
Okay.
Can I move this down a little bit?
It's against policy to move a microphone.
Thank you.
That was Cannonball Adderley with Miles Davis on his song Love for Sale.
It's Evening Jazz on 88.5 FM, KPLU, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News, and you're listening to Brad Bjorn's show. It's our School of Jazz guest DJ. He's taken over the 8 o'clock hour, just graduated Tahoma High School in Covington, the jazz band there under the direction of Matthew Cole. Brad, an alto sax player, some sweet stuff from Cannonball Adderley there, something about that tone.
Or his sound is something that I have found myself going after in my years of playing on the saxophone. You know, Charlie Parker's great. I love what he does. Just the sweet, smooth sound of Cannonball. That really is just sweet, sweet sound to my ears.
Do you have a chance to see much live jazz?
I've had the opportunity to go out to Jazz Alley every now and then. I've seen Tower Power, Joshua Redman, and Jeff Keshua. You know, musicians like that, and it's been really great to see them live.
And up next, we're going to hear from one of today's hottest jazz musicians. Tell us about Joshua Redman, what you admire about him.
He brings something new to the table. It's almost like hip-hop jazz, I guess you could call it, but it's not in a corny or cheesy kind of way, and I really like what he brings to the table.
Brad Bjorn is our School of Jazz guest DJ, just graduated alto sax player out at Tahoma High School. We're going to talk about his future plans in the next set, but right now, some more jazz.
This is Joshua Redman's Hide and Seek on 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you. dancing, hold me fast. The magic spell you cast. This is Love and Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs. And though I close my eyes, I see Love and Rose. When you press me to your heart, and in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seems to turn into love song. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be Love and Rose.
KPLU.
Do you like it?
It's nice, Bob. Very nice.
Thank you.
That was John Coltrane's Nancy with the Laughing Face on 88.5 KPLU.
And that's Brad Bjorn, just graduated at Tahoma High School, the jazz band there under the direction of Matthew Cole. Brad is an alto sax player there. You've just graduated high school, and you've got a college in mind. What are the plans for next year?
I'm headed to Central Washington University. I plan to major in music education as I plan to become a music teacher in the future, probably starting middle school, maybe high school, and eventually maybe a college professor in music. You know, big plans, lots to do, but, you know, I love what I'm doing.
Now, what did you learn about teaching music from the music teachers you've had through the years?
I've gotten a lot of the realistic points of view over the years from fellow teachers because they understand what I want to do and they don't want me to go in not understanding what I'm really doing. You know, so my director, Matt Cole, you tell me, you know, if you have an issue with some student, you can't just, you know, hit down hard on them. You have to deal with them this way. And, you know, I did a job shadow back in, what, November with, his name's Neil Prof. He's at Lake Stevens High School. And I was spent the whole day with him and he gave me a lot of tips and stuff that I had never really put into consideration. So I've gotten lots of help along the way and lots of ideas on what I should be expecting.
I think the future of jazz is bright with young Brad Bjorn, a future music educator. And Brad, we are running out of time. I want to thank you so much for being a part of the School of Jazz tonight. And we're going to finish off with another one by one of your faves, Art Pepper.
Thanks for having me. It's been a really good time being on the show. And, you know, I'm blessed that I got to have a chance to be on the radio. This is Art Pepper's Red Pepper Blues on 88.5 KPLU. Thank you. You're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org, Jazz Blues, and NPR News 88.5 FM.